local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we start hour number two on a Tuesday, Pensacola Right Now, with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon drive home each and every day. Certainly appreciate it. Had a few texts coming in here in the last few minutes due to what looks like a pretty serious accident on I-10. This is between Pine Forest Highway 29. Heavy slowdowns westbound, backed up to almost I-110. Eastbound, you're backed up past Pine Forest Road, but that is not going to get any better, especially with a lot of people getting off at Navy Federal right around now. So, according to texters, eyewitnesses say that a biker came off his bike into the median. So it's a pretty serious medical situation there. So we would anticipate this being closed off for some time. So I-10 west and eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 right now. So that's how we start hour number two. Looking here at our top three stories right now, another big news day here. You know, I was thinking, Austin, as I was driving in to the station today, I'm not a historian when it comes to American politics, but let's just go back from two Saturdays ago to now.
Okay.
So let's just say like a 10-day stretch, right, where you have had a former president and presidential candidate almost assassinated. You have had a president withdrawing from running for re-election. You have had a Secret Service director resigning. I think there is something else that I've missed. Well, besides the Republican National Convention and everything that went on there, I'm aware that there have been more significant, like, single things happening. Like,
but in a short
but
span.
You talk about a 10-day stretch of American politics and right. Everything that has been going on. I would have to imagine that this is at the top, if not the very short list of 10-day stretches where political chaos has just happened seemingly every day. Right. Of course, bookended by a few things there of historical significance. So, you know, I welcome anybody to say, oh, you're just being prisoner of the moment. There's this time, and this time. If you call me wrong, okay, that's cool. Tell me why. But I was thinking that coming in. It's like, man, this is quite a time in American political history that we are living minute by minute. And it's only going to continue, of course, with President Biden's address to the nation. That'll be tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock Central Time is when it's supposed to start. His first on-camera appearance since dropping out of the presidential race on Sunday. Vice President Kamala Harris, the presumptive nominee, with receiving a flurry of endorsements, securing enough delegates to receive the official nomination. Both Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries endorsing her today. And as mentioned, the Director of the Secret Service resigning, Kimberly Cheadle, facing mounting pressure, especially after yesterday's lack of details that she gave or didn't give at the House Oversight Committee hearing yesterday. That's a look at our top three stories there. Local headlines after traffic and weather. Austin?
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, the headliner is going to be what we touched on just a few minutes ago. We have gotten texts and even a call earlier regarding a motorcycle accident on I-10. This is going to be, if you are traveling in both the east and westbound lanes, you will be affected at this time. So if you're traveling eastbound, you're going to be backed up past Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling westbound, you are now going to be backed up well past North Palafox Street. So we've got very heavy backups, especially if you're traveling westbound. Outside of that, we've got some backups on Pensacola Boulevard traveling southbound towards Beverly Parkway. Also got some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, and some on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
All right, thank you. Here is Alan with the forecast.
We're expecting sun, clouds, and again, a chance for showers and thunderstorms to pop up around the area. In fact, over the next couple of days, that rain chance is a bit on the high side at 70%. It will be warm and humid, and that humidity always makes it feel hotter. Highs will run mainly in the upper 80s to low 90s. Of course, with more sunshine, the heat will be on. As far as the weekend goes, jumping ahead, we've got a 50% chance for rain both Saturday and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his weekly news media availability today, commenting on the decision that came down last week regarding the Pensacola Energy franchise fees. Judge Jan Shackelford ruled last week that the city would have to repay between $18 and $20 million in fees that she deemed unlawful. They've been collected since the 70s, but these particular monies go back to 2011. Here was the mayor on that today.
We're evaluating an appeal. You guys received a press release from a law firm, the law firm representing the other side, the plaintiff. Because of that, we've had lots of phone calls to our 311 department asking where people can pick up checks. That is not, we are nowhere near that, regardless of what we decide.
Yeah, and this particular ruling came from a class action lawsuit that had been filed back in 2015. Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital announcing today they're one of only 11 hospitals in Florida to be designated a level one trauma care facility. They say it's also recognized as the only level one trauma care facility in the Florida Panhandle and the only one serving both Florida and Alabama. According to a news release, the trauma center includes 24-hour in-house board-certified surgeons and anesthesiologists, over 10 specialty care teams on site and immediately available 24/7, and two on-call neurosurgeons on-call 24/7. So, excellent recognition for Sacred Heart Hospital, and certainly a good thing that they are in our neighborhood. 519, we'll take a break there. A look at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you rushing to an appointment? Have you been late for an appointment? Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed unto man once to die." Unless Christ returns in our lifetime, we all have an appointment with death that none of us will be late for. Possibly the most remarkable thing about Jesus Christ is that he conquered death. He died, but 3 days later, up from the grave, he arose. It is because of his sinless life, substitutionary death, and resurrection from the grave that he now offers sinners like me and you eternal life in heaven with him. I urge you, don't delay. Confess your sin to him and call upon Christ today so that you are prepared for this appointment.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you are ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show. talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Christmas in July Marketplace at Women's Club of Pensacola is Saturday, 10 till 2, and Sunday, noon to 4. Shop featuring local crafters, artists, and creators. See visitpensacola.com for more. The Navarre Farmers Market is open every Saturday from 10 till 2 at 87 and Segura Corner. Shop fresh produce, milk, and eggs, baked goods, handcrafter items, and much more. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
When America needed a hero, we turned to conservative Aaron Dimmock. A decorated combat pilot, Dimmock led missions against cartels in the Gulf. He'll take that fight to Biden's open border chaos. He's pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. Because Aaron Dimmock's a conservative fighter we can be proud of. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for, and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I don't know if I... There.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was like, okay, do I talk now or do I wait for the music to start? And then literally as soon as I opened my mouth, it started.
That's the thing. I was gonna cook on it for a second, and I'm like, please tell me this isn't just a little beat that it's got. But okay, yeah, no, that did take longer than I expected as well.
That's all
right. So go ahead.
It's very, very edgy, very... cutting edge music that we play here.
Oh, of course.
I did also want to mention something else that the mayor talked about this afternoon was last week, the Pensacola Energy ruling that came from a circuit judge, Jan Shackelford, where she ruled the city would have to repay between $18 and $20 million to customers within city limits. That's because of unlawfully collected franchise fees for decades. This came out of a class action lawsuit that was filed back in 2015. So the ruling came down last week. Today, Mayor Reeve says that whether the city appeals or not, it is something that they are considering and reviewing with their legal team, outside counsel as well. But he said that, hey, a lot of people heard about the ruling and have been calling the city up saying, hey, where's my refund check? And
right.
So he says, hey, you know, whether we appeal or not, we are not anywhere close to being issuing those refunds or whatever. So there wasn't much that he would say because, of course, they still consider it an open legal matter. But he did confirm that the city is considering an appeal, and I would expect them to do just that. 525 Austin, major slowdowns on the roads on I-10 this hour.
Yes, if you are traveling westbound on I-10, you're going to be backed up onto I-110 north. And if you're traveling eastbound on I-10 in that same area, you're going to be backed up well past Pine Forest Road, basically a bit closer to 9 Mile. We've got very heavy backups going both ways because of a motorcycle accident that was reported during the top of our news by WEAR. So be on the lookout for that. Also got some of the runoff on Pensacola Boulevard. If you're traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard, we see some of this traffic trying to get off of the interstate. They see how hectic it is, and that's causing backups over there as well. Let's see. Also got some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach and Caroline Street. If you are traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, but it seems like that congestion is starting to slowly but surely break up again.
All right. And as far as the weather goes,
similar weather continues for the next several days. We do have a high chance for rain at about 70% each day, although over the weekend it falls to 50% on both Saturday and Sunday. We will also see sun and clouds, and that sun will heat things up, so certainly could see some low 90s. Otherwise, with more cloud cover and rain, high temperatures will be in the upper 80s, and lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, taking a look at what's happening around Florida today, the citrus industry is showing signs of improvement. According to the Department of Agriculture, their final forecast for the 2023-24 growing season is out, and it shows that the citrus production is up more than 11% compared to the prior year. The good news comes as farmers are starting to recover after a crop suffered serious damage due to Hurricane Ian back in 2022.
And most of Florida's delegates to the Democratic National Convention are supporting Vice President Kamala Harris as their nominee for president. According to the Florida Democratic Party, 236 of the state's 254 delegates are backing Harris's bid to replace Biden at the top of the ticket. Party Chair Nikki Fried says that Harris also has the support of every Democratic member of Florida's congressional delegation.
This November, Floridians will be voting on Amendment 3, which would legalize recreational marijuana for adults 21 years and older. Governor DeSantis talking about it at the Florida Sheriff's Association conference.
Some have said, well, you know, I don't really like it, but I'll just tell people you can't do it in my restaurant or in my hotel. I don't think it's going to be that simple. I think this is written so broadly with no limitations. You're going to strip somebody of this broad constitutional right? It gets dicey.
DeSantis says if it passes, the right for marijuana use would be a broader right than your First Amendment right to free speech and your Second Amendment right to bear arms.
And a Northeast Florida lawmaker fighting back against efforts to remove certain books from school libraries. State Representative Angie Nixon opened a Northwest Jacksonville bookstore earlier this month to sell books that are banned in the state. Cafe Resistance, I'm assuming that's how you would say it, has literature featuring untold stories from a variety of diverse authors. Nixon told News for Jax that the bookstore is in response to inaccurate teachings of African American and Black history across the state's public school system.
And a quick rundown of our national news today. Secret Service Deputy Director Ronald Rowe will temporarily serve as the agency's leader after Kimberly Cheadle's resignation today. Pro-Palestinian groups are organizing a major protest as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be in D.C. Groups are organizing bus trips from cities like Boston, New York, Atlanta, Chicago, Philly in a bid to surround the Capitol building. Protesters are being told to wear red to symbolize a red line against genocide. Also today, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez expected to resign from Congress late next month. Donald Trump appealing his $454 million civil fraud case. The move comes 5 months after a New York judge held Trump liable for committing business fraud that had to do with artificially inflating the business's net worth on financial statements to get better business deals. Also, second day of hearings on Capitol Hill, looking into the assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
This kid did some investigation. He had a drone out there days prior, and that position was probably the best position outside the perimeter, as far as I could tell.
The Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner getting the range of questioning today. Congressman Michael McCaul, who you heard from, says that sniper shot the gunman just seconds after he attacked. That's proof, he says, that they knew he was there. There have been suggestions that the security detail thought the would-be assassin was actually law enforcement. We'll take a break on that note. 5:30 is the time. When we return, a look at our sports news, health, business, and science, pop culture, entertainment, and catching you up to speed on the roads and weather as well.
I'm John Saucier. We're learning that New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez will resign on August 20th. He submitted a letter to the Senate today to get it on record. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris hosting her first rally since President Biden announced his decision to not run for re-election. The vice president is celebrating her likely nomination with supporters in Milwaukee.
Wisconsin, I am told as of this morning that we have earned the support of enough delegates to secure the Democratic nomination.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on the Fox News Channel says his party isn't concerned about Vice President Harris becoming the Democratic Party's nominee.
They can put up whoever they want. I think we're going to win because I think the contrast is so sharp between President Trump's policies and what we've had with the Biden administration.
Well, President Biden now back in Washington after dealing with a bout of COVID-19. He is set to address the nation tomorrow night for the first time since making his decision to step out of the race. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks were lower at the close today. The Dow finished down 57, while the S&P 500 dropped more than 8.5 points, and the NASDAQ composite fell 10 points. Tesla's stock dropped 2% in the extended session today after the EV maker reported a mixed second quarter, missing quarterly profit expectations, but reporting better than expected revenue. Tesla earned $1.5 billion or 42 cents a share in the quarter, compared to $2.7 billion or 78 cents a share a year ago. Long-awaited results from surging Alphabet, who reported a net income of more than $23.6 billion. Revenue rose to $84.74 billion from $74.6 billion. Cloud revenue came in at $10.35 billion. U.S. oil futures for September crude were down to $77.50 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. I have the Panthers, Patriots, and Broncos as the three worst teams in the NFL right now. All three have young quarterbacks, though, in Bryce Young, Drake May, and Bo Nix. Bryce Young had a terrible 2023 season, and as for the rookies, Bo Nix will probably start week one, and Drake May will probably start on the bench. But those three QBs are the only hope those three fan bases have, because you either have a QB or you don't, and if you do, then your misfortune can turn to gold rather quickly. I'm Zach Gelb.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Feed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. With 1,600 acres of land, the University of West Florida is the third largest campus in the state university system. With this amount of space comes a wealth of resources for students, staff, and community members to enjoy the natural spaces our campus has to offer. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we discuss new nature-based experiences on the UW campus and the ways we are connecting our community to our natural area. That's Thursday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Open your heart and home.
Adopt a teen, sibling, group, or a child with special needs.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
And I thought Dana White did a great job introducing Trump. And then, you know, you probably heard the speech or at least parts of it. So I suppose now we could go to the coverage of it today.
Sure.
How about Good Morning America, Little George?
Oh, yeah. Is he worried?
Oh, my gosh.
Former president started with a call for unity and recounting the attempt on his life. But the bulk of his 92
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2. Before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
I think I've said this before. There's only one thing I'll think of when I hear this song.
Oh, I think you did mention this, but I don't remember what you said.
It is the scene in Remember the Titans.
Okay. Yeah,
where
I do remember that.
They start camp at Gettysburg College, and you've got Ryan Gosling, who is, of course, as we also discussed at length on this platform.
Quite a horrid,
very terrible liability at a defensive back. And that is how for many of us, his acting career began, was just a trash cornerback playing for an eventual state champion team who lost his starting job and, you know, then made nice at the end. But
dude, you'll see. You'll see people who like play Madden or play the NCAA football games. You'll see them do like these storylines. You know, they'll create a player and then they'll like play a career with them. I'm surprised nobody's done that yet with that guy. I'm sure somebody has somewhere, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
That character. Yeah. I mean, that dude needs redemption.
Five-time player of the week, Yost. He's not a scrub. This boy's a star.
Okay.
It's just... Survey says that was a lie. Well, but it's crazy, though, because it's a funny thing about the movie. You know, like, his dad is, like, the most racist dude in the entire movie, right?
Mm.
And yet, Ryan Gosling's character is like, heck yeah, man. I'm just, like, I love everybody. I love everything. Like, hey, we're best friends.
Right.
Like, I'm dancing to my music, and you're like, you know. How's this sound? But yeah, pretty interesting there. And but yeah, Ryan Gosling there with the He was just everybody's best friend in that movie, so I guess that counts for something there.
Oh, for sure, especially when you look at the bigger picture of the movie.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Austin, if you are just getting off work or coming down 9 Mile from Navy Federal, just getting on I-10 thinking you're just going to have a nice, comfortable drive home, not so much.
Not so much at all. So, yes, if you are traveling or at least attempting to travel eastbound on I-10, you're going to be backed up well past Pine Forest and knocking on the door, yes, of 9 Mile Road. But, heck, man, it's even worse if you're traveling westbound on I-10. You're going to be backed up a good ways onto I-110 North. It is very heavily congested. We had a motorcycle accident being reported at the top of the hour, still causing very heavy backups going both ways there. And we do have some runoff of that traffic on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard. Also, we've got another accident. This is reported just north of I-10 on North Palafox Street, causing some backups there if you're traveling northbound towards Olive Road. Got some minor congestion in that area, so be on the lookout for that. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach. Hopefully that will break up sooner rather than later. And maybe some backups here and there on Caroline Street. It seems like we do have some developing if you are traveling eastbound. This is going to be if you are approaching Chemukla Highway. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not much anything going on that's too severe.
We're expecting sun, clouds, and again, a chance for showers and thunderstorms to pop up around the area. In fact, over the next couple of days, that rain chance is a bit on the high side at 70%. It will be warm and humid, and that humidity always makes it feel hotter. Highs will run mainly in the upper 80s to low 90s. Of course, with more sunshine, the heat will be on. As far as the weekend goes, jumping ahead, we've got a 50% chance for rain both Saturday and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right, thank you. Looking here at our sports headlines, Austin, what do you see?
Well, let's see. So we've got, I just essentially copied you there. Let's see. Looking at MLB games to start, we've got a few local teams that are getting underway any minute now with the Marlins hosting the Orioles. Then it's going to be Rays at Blue Jays at 6:07 and Braves versus Reds at 6:20. We'll give updates on all of those next hour. Also, we've got just some swirling headlines, a lot about football, I'm noticing. In the NFL, we've got the Jacksonville Jaguars signing cornerback Tyson Campbell to a four-year deal, or extension rather, $76.5 million with $53.4 million guaranteed. That makes him one of the NFL's higher-paid corners. Over just a few years in the league, he's racked up 6 interceptions, 30 pass breakups, 2 fumble recoveries, over 200 total tackles, so that guy's cooking right now. The NFL and NFLPA have been in high-level discussions regarding whether to add an 18th game to the regular season schedule. And, of course, League Commissioner Roger Goodell has hinted at this before, previously advocating for a scheduling format that would finish with the Super Bowl being on the Sunday of President's Day weekend. Joe and I went into further discussion about that last hour. But, yeah, just having it to where maybe implementing a second bye week, maybe a universal bye week for all teams, perhaps, and then we can have the Super Bowl on the Sunday right before President's Day. I think a lot of people would be able to get on board with that. Then we've got, let's see here, college football. No matter what Florida State and Clemson says, SMU is just over the moon to get in on some ACC action. Mustangs head coach Rhett Lashley, he said during the ACC media days that the move to the conference is obviously a bump up in the weight class. But nonetheless, he has confidence that his guys will be able to compete. SMU went 11-3 last season, but here's the kicker. All of their losses were to Power 5 competition. They played 3 Power 5 teams, they lost to 3 Power 5 teams, and they lost by multiple possessions each time. The worst loss was to, who was it, TCU. TCU didn't even go bowling last year, and I think they lost, what, 34-17, which is not good. So it's a question of, okay, you dominated your Group of 5 competition. Will you be good enough to, you know, adapt in the ACC this year, yeah, or will you kind of see a visible dip?
Well, I think SMU will be okay because I think what's really interesting about this story is usually when a team joins a conference, they are doing so to get more money, right? Because you know, they want a larger media rights deal. SMU coming – they were in the Big 12 last year, right?
SMU, no, they were in the AAC.
Oh, that's right, Atlantic, okay.
Right.
SMU – goes from the Atlantic to the ACC.
The American Athletic.
American Athletic. My bad.
Yeah,
they go from the AAC to the ACC, and they say, hey, ACC, don't worry about giving us a media rights deal until the next contract comes up, which is like 2036 or something, like 2034.
Until then, it's on us.
So, yeah, and they've got a lot of rich oil tycoons that are living in Dallas, where the university is located.
That are old enough to remember when SMU was a glorious program.
Exactly. And so they have been able to raise like tens, if not hundreds, of millions of dollars for NIL and the football program. And so they're right up there with the other big Texas schools in terms of fundraising. And so they're saying, hey, you know what? We just want the better schedule. We want, you know, the better prestige with the conference. And, you know, I'm sure that they'll still get their bowl share. But yeah, they're saying, hey, you know what? We're good on the TV rights deal. We got oil money. And so, yeah, we just want to step up and, you know, build back SMU to when you could pay players and it'd be legal.
Yeah, they were paying them before it was cool. Or at least they got caught before it was cool.
Yeah.
All righty. Just past 5:45, rather. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather here. Let's see. So it's still about I-10. If you're traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road, you're going to be backed up past I-110 North or onto I-110 North. If you're traveling eastbound, you're going to be backed up close to 9 Mile Road. So we've still got very heavy backups there and some runoff from it if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Detroit Boulevard. And we have another accident report just passing I-10. If you are on North Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Olive Road, we did have another accident reported in that area just a little while ago, causing backups over there. Outside of that, it's nothing too severe. Probably your worst-looking spot is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing to Windhaven Beach.
All right.
Similar weather continues for the next several days. We do have a high chance for rain at about 70% each day, although over the weekend it falls to 50% on both Saturday and Sunday. We will also see sun and clouds, and that sun will heat things up, so certainly could see some low 90s. Otherwise, with more cloud cover and rain, high temperatures will be in the upper 80s, and lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, looking at some health, business, and science notes today. A bill which requires that American flags be made in America is going to President Biden's desk for a signature. The All-American Flag Act requires that the federal government only buys American flags which have been completely produced and manufactured in the U.S. Under current law, the federal government is only required to purchase flags that contain 50% American made materials. It's kind of funny to me that that hasn't been on the books since the beginning of this country. But we buy American flags, we produce them in America. But
yeah, you would think
outsourcing.
Yeah, you would think that would not need to be said. I got you. Sales of previously owned homes fell in June to its slowest pace since December. According to the National Association of Realtors, sales dropped 5.4% compared with May. The group's chief economist says the figures indicate a slow shift from a seller's market to a buyer's market. Rising inventory and high mortgage rates are key factors. The median price of a home sold in June was just under $427,000.
Wall Street closing slightly lower as investors await key earnings reports. Google parent Alphabet and Tesla are going to be reporting second quarter results, I think either tonight or tomorrow. UPS shares sank 12% after the delivery giant posted disappointing results. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 57 points to 4358. The S&P 500 dropped 8 to 5555. The NASDAQ fell 10 to 17997.
And in pop culture notes here, Comic-Con opens tomorrow night in San Diego with 135,000 people attending and much more star power this year. The pandemic saw the 2020 convention canceled and the 2021 version was scaled back over Thanksgiving. While the dual writers and actor strikes in Hollywood impacted last year's show, this year the convention is back in full force. The new Deadpool and Wolverine movie starring Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman will headline a packed schedule for this week.
Yeah, that's cool there, getting those two. Also, some really good news. Celine Dion will be performing at the Olympics opening ceremony on Friday. Variety and TMZ report the iconic singer is set to give her first performance since 2019. Almost 2 years ago, she revealed she had been diagnosed with stiff person syndrome, and she was forced to cancel all of her tour dates as a result.
And the first full trailer for the Joker sequel is out now. Joker Folie à Deux sees Joaquin Phoenix reprising his role as Gotham's clown prince of crime. He's joined this time by Lady Gaga playing Harley Quinn. The original 2019 film received 11 Oscar nominations, and Phoenix took home the Academy Award for Best Actor. It made more than $1 billion at the global box office to become the highest grossing R-rated film in history. So I'm sure that one's going to have quite a booming, turnout when that movie comes out. So that's going to be awesome. All righty, just about 5:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, another rundown of our top three stories, along with traffic and weather, wacky stories, and good news to round out hour two of Pensacola Right Now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
2018. Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts, among them the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gaetz's marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. On the Pensacola Morning News, we talked quite a bit about the Secret Service Director's non-testimony. I mean, she didn't say much, so I think that's what you've got to call it. Also talked with Chief Leiter from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office about various activities the Sheriff's Office does that you might not even know about. And the drama at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting yesterday, where they had to end the meeting twice just because one commissioner would not stop talking. You guess which one. Catch all those podcasts at NewsRadio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. Not a ton to touch on, but what we do have to touch on is quite a doozy. So we had that motorcycle accident being reported at the top of this hour. Looked like a pretty rough scene, causing heavy congestion going both east and west on I-10. So if you are traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road, you're going to be backed up onto I-110 North. Also, if you are traveling eastbound, you're going to be backed up past Pine Forest Road and closer to 9 Mile. It does look like the congestion is slowly but surely starting to break up in some spots, but nonetheless, it is very much present at this time. Also got some backups that are caused by runoff from this accident. So if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Detroit Boulevard, we've got some heavy backups in that area still. And also have some caused by an accident on North Palafox Street, just north of I-10, traveling towards Olive Road. We've got some issues in that area as well. Outside of that, it's just going to be a spurt of congestion on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach.
We're expecting some clouds and, again, a chance for showers and thunderstorms to pop up around the area. In fact, over the next couple of days, that rain chance is a bit on the high side at 70%. It will be warm and humid, and that humidity always makes it feel hotter. Highs will run mainly in the upper 80s to low 90s. Of course, with more sunshine, the heat will be on. As far as the weekend goes, jumping ahead, we've got a 50% chance for rain both Saturday and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 5:55 as we take a look at our recap of our top three stories today. President Biden announcing today that he will be addressing the nation tomorrow evening from the Oval Office, where he will go into greater detail explaining his decision to drop out in the run for re-election. He will do that. It's scheduled, anyway, to start at 7 p.m. our time. Again, that being tomorrow evening. Vice President Kamala Harris is the presumptive presidential nominee for the Democrats, as she has received a flurry of endorsements and reportedly secured enough delegates to receive the official nomination. And the director of the U.S. Secret Service resigning today, Kimberly Cheadle, facing mounting pressure from both sides of the aisle yesterday in a testimony before the House Oversight Committee, calls to either her resigning or her getting fired from both Republicans and Democrats alike. Taking a look here at some wacky stories here today. Austin, a company called Swype, that's S-W-Y-P-E.
Okay.
Is selling a new vape pen, something that you're very familiar with.
Yeah.
Okay. Every commercial break.
I just rip a cloud. Yeah.
That's right. They're selling a new vape pen that is also a smartphone.
Hmm.
It's a rectangular thing with a screen on the side, so you can check social media and send texts while you vape.
Oh, my goodness.
It pairs with your phone, so you don't need a separate phone plan. And they're disposable. Each one costs about $20, and you throw it away when it runs out of juice. It's got a couple video games pre-installed, a weather app, and a fitness tracker, too.
For $20, not bad. I got to say, if anything was going to get me to vape, it'd be a bargain like that. Alexa has, well, I hope I don't trigger anything. I know when you said Alexa last hour, she started talking in the newsroom. Alexa has a new feature that will help you communicate better with your teenager. Amazon announced a new feature where Alexa can teach you how to talk like a Gen Zer. Just say, Alexa, talk Gen Z to me. And she'll spit out some slang along with a definition. They added 20 terms to start, and some of them you may know. Ick means disgust. T means gossip, sus means suspicious, mid means mediocre, and riz means charisma in the context of flirting with somebody. So yes. if you've got riz, that means you're a smooth talker.
Yes.
Silver tongue devil.
The only one that I did not know was T.
Yeah.
And you use that? Could you use that in a sentence for me?
So if I was talking about, if I was walking up to you and there was something, you're a Golden Bachelor guy. So if I walked up to you and said, hey, did you hear the tea about the retirement home? You're going to be like, no,
did
what's
I
going on?
Did I hear the tea?
Yeah. Like, did you hear the tea about it? And you're going to be like,
all right.
Well, do you know why it's called that?
I don't.
Imagine sitting at like a table for tea and you're talking with somebody.
Okay, so it's like
on.
Uppity class society where they're just, it's like you're on the Titanic, right? And when does all the gossip happen? When all the ladies are sitting around a table sipping tea? Is that it?
But yeah. It's like you're sitting there and you got tea, yeah, and you're discussing tea talk, table talk.
Yeah.
You know, it's that sort of thing. So that's why it's called tea. But yeah.
You also explain, or I mean, sus is pretty self-explanatory.
Suspicious, yeah.
Mediocre, kind of the same thing there.
Right.
And then you got riz from the charisma. That's
right.
Where that comes from. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
see I can learn.
Just like that, Joe's 20 years younger.
That's right.
About it?
That's right. Taking a look here at some good news. A police dog in North Carolina helped get a lost little boy home after somebody spotted him walking down a road all alone this month. The kid, around 6 years old, couldn't tell cops where he lived because he's autistic and nonverbal. They decided to see if a bloodhound named Remy could do a reverse canine track, which is not done often. That's where they work backward and try to figure out where a person was instead of where they are. In 15 minutes, Remy found the kid's house a half mile away. Turns out he snuck out, and his parents had no idea.
My goodness.
Yeah, good on you, Remy. All right, that'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up on Pensacola right now.